In an op-ed in today's Washington Post, former GOP Senator Bob Dole writes that President Obama is the president, not a commentator, and therefore it's vital for him to be out front with a specific plan on health care. Connecticut Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd made similar comments yesterday. Today, WMNF heard from Ohio Democratic Representative Dennis Kucinich, who has been one of the strongest advocates in Congress for a single-payer system for health care reform, an option that President Obama took off the table before negotiations ever began this year.
I wrote with John Conyers, H.R. 676, which is Medicare for All, and that's the ultimate public option. It recognizes that one out of every $3 in the health care system today goes for the activities of the for-profit system, and it's the wrong health care model to take care of a nation and to look at health care as a basic right. Now, I'm not, you know, at this point, I don't see the public option being strong enough to merit not only my support, but the support of other members of Congress. It's been the incredible shrinking public option because in its first iteration, it was to cover 129 million people. Now, according to the Congressional Budget Office, of the 30 million people get additional coverage, 9 million people will benefit from the public option. So that's a sharp contrast to what it had started out. And, of course, there are people in the Senate who want to kill it altogether. Look, the fact of the matter is, at this point, this bill is a very powerful bailout to the insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industry. And I don't think you can really call it health care reform. It's certainly giving insurance and pharmaceutical interests much more than I think is conscionable. And I'm disappointed in the way that it's developed. We're still going to keep fighting for H.R. 676, for Medicare for All. It's the only real solution. It's the only way to control costs, the only way to cover everyone, the only way to make sure people get the doctor of choice. There are no more premiums, co-pays, or deductibles. It'll stop the medical bankruptcies that are happening right now. It'll keep people get people a way to control not just the cost, but to be able to handle the family budget with health care. You know, America has to join the rest of the industrial world in providing health care for its people as a matter of course. It's in our Constitution, promoting the general welfare. It's Article 1, Section 8 is a fundamental purpose of government. And we should recognize that that health care must be included as education and retirement security, as one of those foundational purposes of governance in the 21st century.